Right now on the Chris Fade Show tonight, it is all happening in Abu Dhabi as it is tomorrow with the WWE Live. We can't wait. You guys, we're rolling tomorrow together,
yes,
right?
Yeah, we're going together.
I can't wait. I went to the last one, the June Bash. This is going to be even bigger.
Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, the Shield Arena Studio, real WWE superstars. When your fans see you just walk in the street or at a mall or just somewhere, their face, their expressions just must drop. What do you do in that instance? Do you put your hand up? Hey, nice to meet you.
I usually wait for them to break the ice. You know what I mean? Sometimes we have very passionate fans.
So yes.
It's very nice to have them appreciate what we do and be excited and stuff like that. But there are also times when we just, you know, just want to go to the movies, just go
sure.
to the grocery store. So
what do you do? What do you do in that instance when you're just trying to watch a movie and you got your fans all around you?
No, if they're polite and cool, then by all means, you know, shake a hand, take a picture, say thank you. You know, nothing crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure this is hard to believe, but I can be fairly antisocial sometimes.
Lunatic.
I've only picked up a little bit this morning.
In the last few years, though, like I realized, I don't know what percentage, at least 40% of our jobs is just saying hello to people and taking picture with
sure.
them.
Sure.
Like, whether it's a signing or just at wherever you see somebody, you know. So I've almost learned it as a skill. Like,
yep.
I've learned the skill of like saying hello
to talk to people.
Nice, you know
before
I mean?
The WWE, I couldn't say hello. But it's true. Like, I mean, we've had a lot of the superstars come into the studio. I think out of respect to you guys, there's a lot that goes in on it. It's not just, hey, we go in the ring and smash each other. A lot of it happens on outside the ring, and I think you guys do a really good job representing what the WWE is all about.
Yeah, you have to, because, I mean, we do so much stuff like you know, meeting. I mean, basically our jobs is just, it sounds really cheesy, but it's, you know, putting smiles on people's faces.
Totally.
We just did tribute to the troops, you know, and just talking to those people.
Yep.
You know, I'm telling them, like, wow, this is crazy. You guys have real jobs that are real important. They're working on, you know, military ships and
yep.
stuff, you know, and protecting freedoms and so forth.
Sure.
And we just goof around a bit, you know.
You bring smiles to people's faces.
Yeah, and they were telling us, like, he's like, man, I'm so stressed out at work all day. Everything has to be all serious, you know.
Yeah.
I like to come home and put on Monday Night Raw and just relax and have fun. And he's like, they're thanking us, you know, we can do stuff like that or stuff like Make-A-Wish. And
I mean, you're going to a school today as well. Children, you're going to a school in Abu Dhabi to go and to go talk to. This is what the WWE superstars do. They go to schools. You talk about anti-bullying campaigns, which I think is amazing. Not only are you bringing smiles and entertainment, but you actually got a good message to get across. Natalie's called through. Natalie, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Chris. How are you guys? Hi, Pretty. Hi, Rossi.
Hi.
Well, there we go. You got Dean and Seth with us as well. What do you want to say?
Hi, Dean. Hi, Seth. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. My son is your biggest super fan. We can't wait to see you guys in Abu Dhabi. Thank you so much for choosing to come to the UAE.
Okay, yeah. Make sure you guys know the rules of the WWE show. You gotta be really, really loud, and you gotta have fun. So make sure you tell that to your kid.
We're gonna be so loud. My son's gonna be the loudest 11-year-old you've ever seen, and it's gonna be embarrassing for him because his mom's gonna be even louder.
All right, now we're talking.
Well, I'll be listening for you.
Well done. You're gonna be that mom.
If I'm not
I love
pleased
it.
With your level of volume, I'll come find you.
Yeah. Thank you, Natalie. Enjoy the show. We'll see you tonight, guys. Up next tomorrow night, because I know there's a huge. There's a six-man match happening tonight, tag team match happening tonight. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah. We're born ready, man.
You're always ready.
The Shield is always ready at all times.
All right.
Man, I'm especially excited for a big six-man tag. You know, we didn't invent the six-man tag, but I think we came about as close to perfecting it as anybody else has. And, you know, it's always a super fun thing to be out there teaming with the Shield and against those guys, Sheamus and Cesaro.
We've had Sheamus and Cesaro both here.
You jerks, right?
He bagged you out, by the way. He said something about you.
He bagged me out?
Yeah. Wait, who? Which who said what?
Yeah. Sheamus said...
Sounds terrible. I don't want to be bagged out.
Yeah. Talking trash about you.
Oh,
there
okay.
we go.
Yeah, hold on, I think there's miscommunication. Yeah. Language there. Okay.
We don't bagged say out. Bag you out. We don't say
Australians
that.
Australians say bagged out. Like, you know, he's making fun of you.
No, sorry.
Trash talk.
So there's some real feelings there tonight. It's going to be going on.
It's going to be a lot of intensity in the ring, and you get a chance to see, you know, one of the best teams that ever did this do it in live in your own right here in your backyard in Abu Dhabi. So wherever you are here in the UAE, you know, make the drive, make it out there.
Love it. There is more with the guys next. I need some advice. I need some help. I'm trying to get myself inside the ring to be one of the ring announcers, and I'm going to display what I have to you next. Is that okay?